Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
And as we are in our third and final hour of the Glorious Morning Show, we are getting into our conversation here with Dr. Kule Isaiah. It's our humanitarian conversation as a Tuesday, and we are looking at the pediatric surgical camp and the highlights are thereof. You know, we're shining a light on the major milestone for families in Western Uganda. Recently, Ishaka Adventist Hospital opened its doors for a massive pediatric surgical camp, offering a lifeline to children suffering from complex conditions, many of whom had been waiting years for a chance at a normal life. The camp has just concluded, and while there are many success stories to celebrate, we know there is still a long road ahead for those who are still on the waiting list. So joining us today is the medical director of Ishaka Adventist Hospital, Dr. Kule Isaiah, who's going to be sharing with us some stories and some milestones and some feedback as to what transpired on that pediatric surgical camp. Good morning to you, Doc, and thank you so much for joining us here on Adventist World Radio.
Well, I'm much honored, dear Derek. I'm glad to join on the Adventist World Radio. And good morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
It's,
good morning.
It's 10:30.
Oh, it's 10:30 on your side.
10:30 a.m. in Uganda.
Oh, all righty. Well, thank you so much, Doc. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We truly want to appreciate it. Now, let's talk about this surgical camp. The hospital recently concluded this major event, pediatric surgical camp. What's that all about? And can you share the overall outcomes and how many children are successfully treated in the surgical camp?
Oh, great. That's a good one. Now, we had indeed a very successful pediatric surgical camp at Ishaka Adventist Hospital. We were able to screen out and review 70 children who had complex, some of them had really complex surgical conditions, mm-hmm. ranging from there are those that we saw and had imperforate anus or something we call anorectal malformations. And then we had those that had hypospadiasis. And then we had some that had Hirschsprung disease. I don't know whether I need to break some of these conditions into a simple language that people can understand. But imperforate anus, that I think is clear, is that a child is born without an anal opening. And so you have to create an anal opening where stool will be passing. And we had about three of those. So you can imagine how life-changing that would be.
Yeah.
And then hypospadiasis, these are children that are born with a penile urethral opening pointing downward, or it's like down on the phallus. It is not in the right position. The impact that that would have on such a child if they grow up without correcting such, it means that they will grow up, they will become adults, and they will never conceive. They cannot make a woman pregnant. So
these are major
that
things.
Is how life-changing these surgeries are. Yes, they are.
I can imagine.
Sure.
Now, when you say pediatric camp, Doc, what is that all about? Is it is it something that you usually do at the Ishaka Hospital, or is it something that was inaugural as it came through this year?
Oh, thank you very much. Now, being a medical director, I'm also a pediatrician. And this is the first time Ishaka Adventist Hospital is having a pediatrician as a medical director.
Wow.
And so I'm attached to advocacy for children.
Okay.
So it had never happened. And this was the first one at Ishaka Adventist Hospital.
Okay.
And by God's provision, we so happened to also be in touch with another pediatric surgeon who is affiliated with Ishaka Adventist Hospital called Dr. Kasumba Moses.
Okay.
And so we have kind of shared interests. So it was the first one.
That's wonderful news.
Yes.
That's wonderful news. You said how many children in total were treated in this camp? How many were assisted?
We assisted in total 70 children.
Wow.
Among the 70 children, we operated on 45.
Okay.
In 4 days.
Gee. 45 in 4 days. I can imagine the amount of work that was. But beyond the numbers, though, Doc, what was the emotional impact on families. Like you're saying, these some of these operations were done, life-changing. I'm trying to just imagine the impact the families would have experienced who finally received these life-altering surgeries for their young ones.
Oh, yes. This was really emotionally touching. That those mothers, for example, who had children with imperforate anus, I mean, mm-hmm. they didn't know what to do.
Mm.
They thought this cannot be done. Mm. They had lost, they had given up on these children. And so they were like, oh, you can do this. And, you know, some of these had their children bringing something we call congenital anovaginal fistula. Stool would pass, instead of passing in the anus, mm-hmm. it was passing in the vagina.
True.
So, and so children were getting recurrent UTIs. It was really bad. And so when you get a surgery that will help your child to, you know, come out of that state, you can, I don't know, I even don't have words to describe
yeah.
it, but
yeah.
some of them were crying
yeah.
and excited and happy.
Mm.
So they were really grateful to God for having used Ishaka and the surgeons that came to offer these key surgeries.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you say you're the director now, and I'm trying to imagine both here, you're running the hospital, and on the other hand, you're also trying to manage a camp of this scale. It requires immense coordination, right? What were the biggest logistical challenges that you faced as you undertook the camp and the hospital also trying to provide these free services for the community?
Oh, thank you so much. Now, the biggest logistical challenge usually is to ensure that you have right surgeons
yes.
and right yes. anesthesiologists, I mean, human resource. Because you can imagine these surgeries are not cannot be just done by any surgeon. Someone has to be experienced and has mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. like straight to the point. So we had our surgeon, Dr. Kasumba Moses, who is a pediatric surgeon. We also had another surgeon flying from the U.S. Mm. Called Dr. Jacob Stevenson.
Okay.
These are all pediatric surgeons. Then the anesthesiologist had to be a pediatric anesthesiologist, someone okay. who is really specialized in working on children.
Yes.
Because you are going to make these children sleep for a long time because this surgery, some of them would take even 6 hours.
Mm. Mm.
So coordinating such a team, I would think that was one of the major yeah. logistical challenge because yeah. drugs, you can buy them easily, but getting mm-hmm. the right people to work.
That's where the issue is.
That one.
Yeah.
But I would really say that God was gracious enough.
Mm-hmm.
God was very, very gracious enough because even how hard it would seem to be, but God just brought everything like Amen. Right in place.
Amen. Oh.
Yes, I really give glory to God
yeah.
because the pediatric surgeon that came from Texas also had other meetings with Baylor, Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ishaka Adventist Hospital did have to, you know, get money to pay for the visas and all that
okay.
for him.
Okay.
You can see how God's provisions
through.
Was. Just came through.
Yeah.
And so the others, of course, that we are still currently facing is that some of our equipments, they are not well designed to take care of children. I mean, the anesthetic machines,
mm-hmm.
they are for basically adults. And so when you have to make a child sleep for a long time, you really need to have a right equipment that is designed,
mm-hmm.
That has modules that will really perfectly fit and work on that child adequately well. So that was one of the key challenges. And then as a hospital, we are of course struggling with some equipment. Our monitors, some of them are not as accurate. And this is a time where really when you're working on such cases, you need everything to be really, really,
yes.
really
yes.
accurate as it should be. Yes. And also, yes, I think some of those, but otherwise the team on the ground cooperated very, very well. Everyone was assigned their duties, which they executed to the point.
Mm.
And we look forward to continued God's provision.
That's
as
massive.
He uses us to serve more patients, because we had also others that we could not work on because of the time.
Mm.
And we are just compiling another big list that perhaps when God provides, we shall again organize another one.
Okay. So you're looking to do another one this year still?
Yes, we look forward to doing another one for as long as God provides.
Okay.
As you see, that coordination really is not easy.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, thank you so much. I think that that's also interesting to hear these. And to say that though there were challenges, but you managed to overcome, and also the Lord was coming through, being on your side and helping to provide some of those challenges that you were facing, that is truly, truly commendable. This hospital, how does it ensure post-operative follow-up? I mean, you talk about children and some of the major surgeries you were describing earlier on. Is there follow-ups that are being done now to ensure everything is in order? And perhaps the ones who are now maybe coming from far off, how are they going to be addressed? Do they have to travel again to come for checkups and so forth? Talk to us a bit about the post-op.
Oh, thank you very much. So follow-ups are really key. And think some of the surgeries that we did, even they are done in stages. Like this stage that we did is the first one, so they will require another stage. And so follow up is key.
Okay.
And we are coordinating. We are properly talking with the mothers. Some unfortunate bit of it is that these follow ups, they have to be at Ishaka Adventist Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can able to see them. And so some of them are still at the hospital and they are recovering. All of them are recovering well. I will be discharging them and then giving them review dates. But the financial implication is really going to be there. And currently, I will say we don't have funds to facilitate these children that will need to come back for review.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that we are calling upon our funders to really provide, because in the first case, the reason why they delayed getting such surgery is because they have no money. And if we don't ensure proper follow-up, again, we may not get the intended outcome of the surgery.
Yeah.
So we are mobilizing resources. And I'm glad you've also put up this interview. I hope it will help with further mobilization of resources for this very cause. So we are mobilizing resources and we are taking phone numbers, contacts of these mothers, locating where they stay to ensure that when a review is supposed to happen after months, we give a phone call. Mm-hmm. If they don't turn up, then we have to go and fetch them and bring them.
Mm.
So it's another hectic work. Another hectic work. It needs resources, it needs commitment, and commitment both on the side of the hospital and on the side of the parent or the caretaker of the child.
Now, I think, you are the ones who are going to be following up in that regard.
Yes.
I think that's commendable work, Doc, and something that we really, really should celebrate, because to some people would have said, you know what, we've done our bit, we've done the major part of the work, and if parents want to do follow-ups or do checkups, that's now on them. And then you're saying, no, you are very much concerned still with everything, even the post-op work there. May God bless your efforts and may He provide for going the extra mile that you're doing.
Amen.
When you look at the pediatric camp, I'm sure you covered, 70 plus children. Though you did that, I'm quite sure there were some who didn't manage to make it, who are still needing assistance. Is there any plan to try and cater for those other children who might have missed this first opportunity?
Yes, there are plans.
Mm-hmm.
As I had stated earlier, that for as long as God, I will always ensure that we continuously put or schedule these pediatric surgical camps. And largely it will depend on the availability of funds that we get for it. And we are trusting God that funds will come in, because even on the last day, children were coming, but we are telling them we are closing. Okay, and so currently we have a registration book, or I would call it a booking book. So there's ongoing, when they come in, We write their names, we write their diagnosis and their contacts. So when we reach a certain number that is mm-hmm. good enough to call the surgeons again on the ground, then we shall put up a request to God, and God will lead us to whoever donor will get that can facilitate the surgeries or life-changing surgeries for the children that will have registered. Yes, that's the plan that we have.
And I think it's a solid plan. It's a solid plan, Doc, and I think it's going to be commended again. These camps, they're free for the communities, but I'm sure, like you're saying, medicines and doctors and flying and all those things that you were mentioning earlier on, that is not cheap. How is the hospital funding these missions, and how can the public perhaps and the partners maybe in the corporate sector come through to support and make sure that future camps continue to happen?
Oh, thank you very much. Now, I would look at the public in terms of, for example, the healthcare providers. I'll begin mm-hmm. with that. Mm-hmm. So, number one, I would call upon every child advocacy. I'll begin with the pediatric surgeons, wherever they are, that are willing to really volunteer providing surgery. I would call upon a team of those that are willing to volunteer. Ishaq Adventist Hospital is a place that you'll come in and really offer these surgeries to the right people that need them and make a difference in the lives of children. Mm-hmm. So I will begin with that. Also, as I told you, the pediatric anesthesiologists to come and also give their time to these communities. Then there are those still who are not pediatric surgeons, who are not anesthesiologists. You can give in terms of funds. For example, you can facilitate a pediatric surgeon that is coming to attend the camp, an anesthesiologist that is coming to attend the camp. But also, these mothers come, I mean, these children come from very poor backgrounds. You can offer support in terms of transporting these children to the hospital, and also feeding them, providing them with feeding and transport. Mm. I think everyone really has something they can do to ensure the success of this camp, irrespective of whether you're a health worker or you are not a health worker. Even the media is doing now a lot in terms of publishing what we are doing. I mean, for us, I wouldn't manage to publish this, but media also can come in resource mobilization. And then to the great team on the ground, Ishaq Adventist Hospital team, I still ask that whenever such camps are held, you continue cooperating, because it also drains you a lot. But I mean, those are the stories that we'll tell when we reach heaven and we'll smile all together.
True. And I think these are the, it's what Matthew 25, right, where Christ says to the ones on the right, well done, good and faithful servant, because they are the ones who made sure that when Christ was in need, he was catered for. The little ones were taken care of especially. And I think this is truly, truly God's work. Well, Doc, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Is there any final words you'd want to leave with the listener as we wrap up this morning?
Oh, yes. Maybe the final word is to thank the team that really came and ensured that we put up this together. I want to thank Loma Linda. It provided us with $2,600.
Wow.
And that was the only funding that we got. As small as it is, God used it to last longer. Do more. You get, because when you compare what work was done with the funds that were provided, like, you can't measure it up to that. But we thank God that was a very big initiative from Loma Linda. I want to thank the surgeons, Dr. Kasumba Moses, Dr. Stevenson Jacob. I want to thank Dr. Baruch Morris, who was our pediatric anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank the team of health workers at Ishaq Adventist Hospital, but also the caretakers of these children for taking an initiative to bring them to the hospital and ensure that they get the right surgeries they need. And lastly, I want to thank Adventist World Radio for giving us this opportunity to share what is going on at Ishaq Adventist Hospital. Thank you.
Only a pleasure.
I'm very. I want to thank you for being a good moderator. I've enjoyed the time.
No, thank you so much. No, thank you so much, Doc. Really appreciate your time as well, and we truly, truly wish you all the best. May God continue to expand your territory, and the work you're doing there at Ishaka may truly, truly be seen in the communities and abroad. And like you're saying, what you're needing, may He supply all you need. Thank you again, Dr. Kule. Truly appreciate your time.
Amen. Have a good day.
You too, sir. You too. That's Dr. Isaac Kule. Dr. Isaac Kule joining us this morning as he is talking to us all the way from Uganda at the Ishaka Adventist Hospital, where they just concluded a massive pediatric surgical camp assisting children, 70, who were needing help with conditions that just were debilitating. And now they've got a new leash on life.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.